Welcome to This Daring Adventure Podcast, where we work on bridging the gap between where we are and where we want to be in order to live a bigger and bolder life. In this podcast, we will provide inspiration, tips, and skills you need to make your life the adventure you want it to be. Here's your host, mindset mentor, and life coach, Trista Gurdon.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to This Daring Adventure. Before we start, I wanted to let you know about a workshop that I am holding on November 19th at 1 p.m. Eastern Time. The link will be in the show notes for you to register in advance, and a recording will be provided if you can't make it live. This workshop is Breaking Through the Barriers, and it's all about taking targeted action to move yourself forward. If you are feeling stuck, if you feel like you're playing small, if you're holding yourself back, if you're not sure where to begin, if you can't make a decision, this is for you. We're going to go through why this happens and what you can do specifically to start to make sustainable changes and to move yourself forward towards what you want. Whatever it is you want to create, whoever it is you want to become, whatever goal you're working towards or whatever you're building, this is where you can start. So that's November 19th. And again, it's a Zoom workshop. The link will be in the show notes, and I really hope you can join me there. I love doing these classes, and I try to make them as interesting and practical as possible. They are workshops that are meant to teach you something and to give you something that you can use right away to move yourself forward. So I look forward to seeing you then. Now, into today's episode. I was listening to one of my coaches the other day, and she mentioned how that when she is working on something and she needs, and she didn't say motivation per se, but when she needs to generate that energy and that movement in her, she listens to a group coaching call, a group that she belongs to listen until she gets what she needs from it. And I do the same. And I think it's a really useful practice. And I wanted to dive in a little bit more here to give you some idea that when you are working on something, let's say you are working on a goal or you are trying to create something, maybe it's a business. Maybe it is finding a new relationship. Maybe it's losing weight or some sort of fitness goal. Maybe it's something at work. Maybe you're looking for a job. Maybe you're going through something. Maybe you're going through a divorce. Whatever it is, it's going to take focused energy and determination and motivation, and you need to do the work. Don't assume that you're going to wake up every day feeling energized, feeling good, feeling optimistic, feeling ready. It's very normal that you will go through periods up and down, back and forth. You will feel good. You will feel not so good. Your energy will dip. And that's very normal. That means you're human. And there will be times where your brain gets a little unfocused. It goes down a rabbit hole of despair and negativity. And that's okay too, because that's what your brain does. Your brain looks for problems. It focuses on the negativity. It's trying to warn you. It's trying to keep you safe. Okay. What comes next and what's the most important part is how you handle that and what you do when this happens. And I believe that it takes work. And I've talked a little bit about thought work, and I've talked about my morning routine, how I focus my mind in the morning. I've gone through my journaling practice, meditation, tapping, all the things. And I can do that again in a separate episode. But for this particular episode, I wanted to focus on some of the external support that I find helpful that you may find helpful. And this is an important part of a daily routine, especially when you're doing the work, working on your business, creating something new, going after a goal. And the first one is having a playlist. Putting together a playlist of music that inspires you, that energizes you, that brings you some joy. And it's worth putting that together, putting it on your phone, going for a walk, listening to it in the morning, or perhaps when you're driving or when you're getting ready in the morning. Take that time, put that on, put on some of your favorite songs, something that is energizing and motivating and will help to lift, I want to say lift your spirits, give you that energy and that motivation. I think that's really important and it can be really helpful. It doesn't have to be a long playlist, even listening. Usually my playlist, I just get through the first few songs. I have a playlist of probably about 15 songs, but if I can just listen even to the first few, that is really helpful. The second is I have a few podcast episodes from my coach at the Life Coach School that I listen to on a regular basis. Some of them are 4, 5, 6 years old, but I have listened to them repeatedly because the information there that I hear in them is so helpful to me. It helps me to focus. It helps me to find that inspiration within myself. It helps me to remember what I want to think and how I want to feel. And that is key when you're trying to create something. You have to focus your mind. You have to focus your brain on what you want it to focus on. These podcasts help me remember all of those things. And again, it's extremely motivating. It gives me energy and it keeps me focused. If you're finding podcast episodes like that, or it even could be YouTube videos or TED Talks, don't be afraid to go back to them several times and listen to them as you need them. I sometimes find that they speak to me in different ways. They resonate in different ways. As you grow, as you evolve, as you change, you will pick up on different information. It will speak to you in different ways. So to me, it's always quite useful to go back to something and learn it again, remember, and pick up different information that time. So make a note of some of these episodes, whether it's a podcast, whether it's a TED Talk or YouTube video, go back to them as you need them. And that could also apply to books. Go back, read chapters, remind yourself of the important information that motivates you, that picks you up, that energizes you. And finally, the other source of motivation and energy that I find is helpful is from group coaching programs. Not everybody will have access to this, but I find that when I'm a part of a group coaching program and I get those replays, I will listen to them sometimes a few times, or I will just go back to find any episode and listen to it until I find something that's useful that I needed that helps me to refocus and to bring my energy back up. Again, not everybody will have access to this, but the coaching is really helpful, especially in a group setting where you have some distance, you have some space from the person who's being coached, and you can listen to it in a different way, but you can still experience quite helpful shifts, I find, and pick up information and apply it to your certain situation. You learn something, and it does help to change your mindset and to refocus your brain. So if you have access to that, or if you're considering it, looking at it, I highly recommend it. Listening to those episodes, those replays of group coaching can be very helpful. You also, if you are getting coached, you might also ask for your coaching session to be recorded. I'm not very good at remembering to do that, but it's always an option with your coach, and then you will have that replay. And if you have a session that is particularly helpful, you can go back to that at any given time and pick up that information again, learn something new, remember, and refocus. As always, I highly recommend working with a coach. It really does provide that shift and that opportunity to have that space to reflect and to work on your life while having a break from being in it. And it just gives you that objectivity and that focus that is very difficult to get on your own. It's not impossible. I do a lot of work on my own and coaching, but having that person there to support you and to focus solely on what you're saying and what you're thinking and how you're feeling is really such a gift. So that's what I have for you today. Just remember, if you're working on something big, and this, honestly, it doesn't have to apply just to just working on something. It could apply just to get through the day, to pick yourself up, to motivate yourself, to focus. But think of ways that help you to recharge and to bring up your energy and your motivation and your focus, because it doesn't necessarily come naturally. And in fact, your brain will default to the negative. It will be looking for problems. It will be trying to use fear to protect you. And some days will be easier than others. Some days it might be harder. You'll have lower energy, and that's okay. That doesn't mean that anything has gone wrong. You just have to put a little bit more time and energy into bringing yourself back up, focusing your mind, doing that work. The same way as if you have a garden and you need to pull some weeds, you need to pull the weeds maybe every day, every week, whatever it is, you're not going to be one and done. The same way if you're going to the gym and lifting weights, you don't go one time and say, okay, I've built my muscles, this is it, it's done. It's a regular practice. And managing your mind, managing your energy, focusing your brain is a daily practice. However, don't beat yourself up if you haven't been doing it or if you miss a few days. Start where you are and begin again. Have compassion for yourself. Sometimes we let things slip, and that's okay. But you always have the opportunity to start right now where you are and just begin again. And that's where your power is. All right, everybody. Thank you so much for joining me today. I really appreciate that you're here. If you have a moment to review or subscribe, I would really appreciate it. It helps me to reach new audiences. It helps Apple to share my podcast with new people and gets the word out there about this important work. Thank you again for your time and being here with me today. And don't hesitate to reach out if you have any comments or any questions. If you're interested in trying coaching for yourself, I am currently offering some mini sessions where you can come and try coaching. I offer 20-minute sessions. The entire session is 30 minutes. We'll talk a little bit, see what's going on with you. 20-minute coaching session. It's very powerful. I know that 20 minutes doesn't sound like a lot, but it really can be sufficient time to get yourself a shift, to look at a problem in a new way, and to move yourself forward. So the link to that mini session will be in the show notes as well. Feel free to sign up to a date and time that's convenient for you. And I look forward to meeting you there. Take care. Bye-bye.
Thank you for listening to This Daring Adventure podcast with your host, Trista Gurton. We hope you enjoyed the tips and conversations on how to get excited about life again. As always, you can head to TristaGurton.com for additional resources and to book a one-on-one coaching session. You can also follow Trista on Instagram at Trista V. Gurton. Don't forget to subscribe, rate, and review us on Apple Podcasts. Thanks again for tuning in, and we'll see you next time.